Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to it online. Newton Beans, you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. Well, it's the first hour. It's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour will be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I've got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Peter Bjorn and John Fletcher C. Johnson and Case Lang and Veers, which is Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers. Today's reissue song is from Mink DeVille off his 1985 classic album Sporting Life. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Dressy Bessie. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with something new from Seth Bogart. Seth is also the frontman for the band Hunks and his Punkettes. They are basically a punk band out of the San Francisco area, but apparently Seth needed a different musical outlet. So he decided to do a solo project. This synth-based project shows some pop sensibility to it. The self-titled debut solo effort hit the streets on the 19th of February, and I have for you the album's lead off track. It's called Hollywood Squares. New music from Seth Bogart here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. New music from Fletcher C. Johnson here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and we're starting the new release show. So, Fletcher C. Johnson is the name of the band and the name of the frontman. I first featured these guys back in 2012 with the release of their single, Messing Up My Mind. I went and checked my show notes from the original air date, and I wrote this. Fletcher C. Johnson is, quote, fun, jangly, folk pop, and I think these guys are going places, unquote. I really like them. This new album is called Lessons in Tenderness, has a street date of April 1st, and the Dynamite song you just sampled is called Wilder Than Me. It actually makes my point for me. Thanks, guys. Change musical direction with another track, new track rather, from a band that reached out to me directly, which I still just absolutely love. They are Shred Kelly. Shred Kelly is an unsigned, mixed-gendered, alt-country five-piece out of Fernie, British Columbia, in Canada. They refer to their sound as foot-stomping stoke folkers, which just kind of makes me laugh if you say it fast. These artists have a tight sound. They are wonderfully skilled players. Their latest collection is titled Sing to the Night, and the band self-released it in November of 2015, so technically it's not that new. However, these young kids are doing everything on their own, which is admirable. They play some good tunes, and I thought it was worth sharing. The track I have for airplay this morning is called Going Sideways. New music from Shred Kelly here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
One. We've walked along for hours and found walking's not the cure. Like climbing up a mountain, we never reach the top. Slipping on the surface, but never calling stop. There it goes. Coming down, down it goes. Here we're going sideways. My back's about to break. No more sitting on the sidelines or nights lying away. Yours if you want it, doesn't go with someone else. You're only in a ring now, fighting with yourself.
That was the latest material from Teddy Thompson and Kelly Jones here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. So Teddy Thompson, Richard and Linda Thompson's little boy, has teamed up with Kelly Jones to put together a new album called Little Windows, and I think they just sound lovely together. That tune, Never Knew You Loved Me Too, had, well, to me, had kind of a Buddy Holly or Everly Brothers kind of feel to it. The CD officially drops on April 1st, and that tune was one of the two album's pre-release singles.
Chances are you or someone you know has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Millions are losing their sight to AMD, and I'm one of them. Getting that diagnosis was terrifying. Thankfully, my doctor caught it early, and I was able to receive a treatment that's helped me keep enough vision to continue reading and doing what I love. Not everyone is so lucky. That's why you should visit your eye doctor and learn the warning signs. The Foundation Fighting Blindness provides free AMD information kits with everything you need to know about preventing and managing the disease. Call 1-800-632-2005 to request your kit today. Anyone can get AMD, but you don't have to be a victim. Knowledge is power. So whether you or a loved one has AMD, or you just want to learn more, the Foundation Fighting Blindness can help. That number again is 1-800-632-2005. Don't wait. Call today.
Next up is a clever, quirky indie pop trio out of the Los Angeles, California area. The band members are Brad Peterson, Jason Wyman, and Wyatt Harmon. They make up TV Girl. Brad writes and Jason mixes and masters. I found them back in 2013 with the release of their EP, Lonely Women. Since I first discovered TV Girl, their sound has evolved to include sampling, a little more synth, and some guest vocals, which is nice. TV Girl may not be for everyone, but it seems if you like them, you really like them, and you can recognize their sound immediately. Their new album is Who Really Cares? This is track number 8 off the disc. It's called For You. New music from TV Girl here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Dating courtesies. A girl is right to assume her date will take on little acts of courtesy, which are his privilege. Dating courtesies. Allow him to open you as no one cares. Don't bother. Dating courtesies. You'll get attention on that.
Thank you.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Dressy Bessie right after the latest here from Lady Hawk. That was a tune from Lady Hawk here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and Lady Hawk, whose given name is Pip Brown, is originally from New Zealand and has quite a resume for such a young artist. She's worked with Banau and Teenager. She's also involved with Tulane Blacktop, and she's the band's front woman. She went solo in 2007 with the release of her debut album. Shortly thereafter, she's back with her third full-length album entitled Wild Things. She is really hitting her pop music stride on this effort. You can really feel it on there. Her album's pre-release single is called A Love Song, and I could easily see people dancing to that tune in a club. All right, it is time for our feature. It's called Lineage. It's the part of the show when I play a new tune from an artist. I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's pick is Dressy Bessie. Dressy Bessie is a Denver-based indie pop outfit. It's fronted by Tammy Elam, who began her music career as a member of the little-known 40th Day band. She went out on her own in 1999. I believe that the release of this latest effort from them, King Size, I think that makes 9 full-length studio albums from them, which is amazing. She's obviously quite the familiar face in the Denver music scene. Anyway, if you're not familiar with Dressy Bessie, I would say that they are a post-punk throwback. They have a wonderful, highly infectious sound, which I would imagine sounds great live. Song I have for you is Honeybee. So, this is Dressy Bessie. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Ooh, wake me up, señorita, I'm so very glad to meet you. Kindly help me pull my face up from the snow. May we knock up the shiver as we turn away from winter. Down the coast to Mexico. I've got a song in my holster spilling out. What a mess. I think I finally found my quid. Do it, do it, do it. Where that is, a little jack to fill her in. So those jokesters in my head. Uh-oh, we fell in love somehow. There was nothing they could say. I'll kiss your pretty face. I'll kiss your pretty face. My mamacita, such a pretty place. Only you, only you, only you, only you, baby. Oh.
Ooh, that tune was from Jesse Bessie. It was Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFM. TK here, music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up today's lineage, that was a tune called Side 2 from Jesse Bessie's 2005 release, Electrified. Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I've posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also help yourself to some free downloads. I've posted plenty of links for new songs that are available for free download, and also some videos and an email function if you want to send me a note. It's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. All right. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Mink DeVille. The album that has been reissued is Sporting Life. Now, normally, when I do these reissue segments, I pick more mainstream artists. Like last week, for example, I had Carole King. So when you hear me say Mink DeVille, chances are you probably never heard of him. Now, Mink DeVille was the band fronted by Willie DeVille, whose actual real name was William Borsey Jr. Mink DeVille came on the music scene in the mid-70s and was quite the influencer. They were also the house band at CBGB's in New York way back when in the 70s. Although his commercial success waxed and waned over the years, his legacy as a songwriter has influenced many other musicians such as Mark Knopfler and Peter Wolf from Jay Giles. This reissue, Sporting Life, originally came out in 1985 and was the last album released by the band Mink DeVille. Everything else he recorded past that was Willie DeVille. Song I have for you this morning is Italian Shoes. Kind of a tip of hat to these friends from Italy I just met over the weekend. So this is kind of a tip to them. Anyway, so this is Mink DeVille with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a new song from Bleached. And Bleached is a female-fronted duo, Jessica and Jennifer Clavin. They're sisters. And supported by Michaela Grace and Nick Pillett. Even though they've been around since 2011, they only have two full-length albums to their name, with the latest being Welcome the Worms, which is due out April 1st. Right now, the band is in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest, promoting their new disc, and apparently, according to their Facebook page, are having a blast. Normally, I would be there this year, but I cannot make it. I'm going to officiate at my niece's wedding, which happens to be this week on Friday, so I had to make the decision to go to New Orleans instead of Austin. Oh, as always, next year. Anyway, the band Bleach has pre-released three singles in anticipation of their annual Austin event. And the track I picked to share with you was Sour Candy. Next on the playlist is La Sera. And La Sera is really just a vehicle inspired by Katie Goodman. Katie's other job is the basis for your do-it-yourself or punk-oriented band, the Vivian Girls. If you're familiar with the Vivian Girls, Katie's new project has, well, quite a different feel to it. She allows her pop sensibilities to emerge in her solo songwriting. The track I have to share with you is High Notes, and it's off their fourth album, Music for Listening to Music To, which is their fourth studio album in 5 years. Is that right? Yeah. Man, that's pretty good. Anyway, it's very impressive. The album dropped March 4th, and this tune is called High Notes. New music from Lacera here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
We'll be right back.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. It's rather kind of a gray, rainy day here in the Boston area. Hope it's nice where you are. Let's see. We closed off that two song set with some new stuff from Peter, Bjorn, and John. Yes, Scandinavian trio are back with a new single. That was What You Talking About. I'm assuming that these boys from Sweden are getting ready to release another album. I will keep my ear to the ground and see if that does happen. It's good to hear from them again. Again, that is What You Talking About from new single from Peter, Bjorn, and John. Next up, got a spanking new track from Fear of Men. Fear of Men are a mixed-gendered English band that I found from a compilation CD that was promoting Brighton's music scene. Obviously, they are from Brighton in the UK. This was back in 2012, I believe, and the track was called Doldrums, which did make it onto their debut album, Fragments, a year later. Well, they are back with their second full-length album, Fall Forever, which comes out on 3rd of June, I believe. The song I have to spin for you this morning is called Island. It is the pre-release single. New music from Fear of Men here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Used to be.
That was a tune from Case Lang Veers here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. Music you might otherwise miss, of course, with me, TK. So, Case Lang Veers is quite the supergroup trio. That is Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers, three talented Canadian artists that have decided to combine their talents. The new album is self-titled, kind of, and it's scheduled for a June 17th release date. That song, Atomic Number, is the pre-release single. And I'm anxious to hear the rest of the album. Let me slip in one more from Gillian Nicola. This Hamilton, Ontario Canadian reached out to me directly via my SoundCloud page. She asked me to give her new single, Oh Marie, a listen and a spin. And so I have, and I will. I was impressed with her powerful, expressive voice. This unsigned singer-songwriter is getting ready to release a 5-song EP entitled No Place to Call. Comes on April 16th. Of course, please stay tuned to hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
The class.